Good morning. It's B. Mitch and Finley, as you can tell. That's not JP's voice. JP out today. Toby Altizer in for him alongside the future Hall of Famer, Brian Mitchell. B. Mitch, what's going on, dude?
I am chilling, Toby. What's happening with you, brother?
Can't complain. Can't complain. We were talking. I'm not much of a morning person, so getting up. I'm usually working updates at like noon.
How old are you, Toby?
I'm 26.
And you're not a morning person.
I'm not
now.
A morning person.
So when you get older, you're gonna be just a little old fogey.
Yeah, I don't think I'm ever gonna be a morning person.
I was on the treadmill at 5:45 this morning, Toby, and I'm 30 years older than you.
I can tell you I was
What's
asleep.
What's the difference here?
I can tell you I was asleep. Well, one, you were a professional athlete, so you got discipline. I ain't got any of that.
Well, I don't know. I guess it's not really being an athlete. I lived in a house with a 20-plus year Army vet.
Okay.
And he didn't give a damn what day it was, if you were asleep, if you were tired or whatever. When he got up, he made enough noise that the whole house had to wake up.
Yeah, that makes sense. I love my mom. She works in the government. She ain't an Army worker. So I got a little bit of that. We're sleeping until noon.
Uh-huh.
We're relaxing. I don't have any of that. I'm not getting up at 5:45 for the treadmill. My uncle.
They didn't tell you about the show you and I about to start doing at 5 in the morning?
I'm going to have to talk to CK then if we're doing that. I went down one time to visit my uncle. He lives in the Dallas area. And he gets up early and works out. Mm-hmm. We went at like 4 o'clock. Worst day of my life. I think I was puking at like 5 a.m. I don't want any part of
it. It's like anything else in the world, okay? I heard Cakes and the Junks talking this morning on my way in about this time of the year. So they start talking about some crazy place in Alaska that stays dark for the next 64 days. But at this time of the year, when it starts getting dark or about 5, you know, there's a couple days where at 4:45, you see it gets really dusk. Boom, mm-hmm. comes down. This is the most demoralizing part of the year. I am an energetic person, and if it's sunlight, I'm ready to go. Once I get up in the morning, I've always been told, if you stand up, you will not fall back to sleep. So everybody say, oh, man, I overslept. I hit the snooze. I fell back asleep. Get your ass out the bed and put your 2 feet on the floor. I guarantee you won't go back to sleep. So I've always been that way. But I do not like this time change, especially the first 2 to 3 weeks of it, because it takes some getting used to. When I'm driving home some afternoons, it's 4 something, and I can feel my body. They say you got all the moon and the pool and all that, whatever the hell they're talking about. It makes me tired as hell.
Well,
but after 3 weeks, I'm good.
And your show's done it too. You don't have time to go get a few holes in before.
Oh, I'll still do that. I may still do that today. But Jeff, I would have to go a couple places before we go play golf. You cool with that?
Yeah, but it's gonna be dark.
No. We get on by 2:40, we good. But we hit AJ because AJ owns liquor stores. Bam. And then I got one more stop. Then you and I could go. I can go destroy you.
Isn't this what we were talking about, Jeff? Isn't this what you were saying?
Yeah.
What he said?
He said you were gonna find an excuse not to get out on the course with him. That's what he was saying.
No. I am telling him, I will take care of what I gotta take care of. Jeff is not I'm not even worried about Jeff. I will go play with my lob wedge and my putter and beat Jeff.
Well, I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that at all. You might just need the putter and you beat Jeff.
I doubt
but
that one.
If you were to start getting up early, it just takes a little time. Like, I know I was talking with a friend of mine, my buddy's sister, who she's this vice president of a data center. She owns her own 2 businesses. I'm like, where the hell you get all this time from? Well, I get up in the morning, blah, 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 and I read about all these people that start working out at 4 or 5 in the morning. So, you know me, I hear something I want to see. So the next 3 months, I am up at 4 something in the morning on the treadmill doing things. And I found out it will just basically guide me through the rest of the day. I was ignited. I didn't get tired. And I was able to still, I wasn't going to sleep. Like, people would think that you get up at 4, oh, you're going to sleep at 9. Not me. I was still staying up 11:30 sometimes. But when I wake up, I get up. And if you're walking on a treadmill, damn sure you're not going back to sleep.
Yeah, I might have to try it out. Like, we had a busy sports night last night, and I want to dive into that Monday Night Football game.
I'm a little pissed off, though.
Why's that?
Because I could not find the hockey game. It kept telling me blackout with the ESPN Plus.
Yeah, because it's on Monumental.
But I could not find Monumental nowhere on my Fire Stick.
Well, I'll tell you this. You didn't miss anything because the Caps rolled.
Well, I know they rolled, but I want to see it. You know, I hate when I'm having to look on my phone and all this type of stuff to get information. I tried to pull it up. It was on ESPN2 as well also. Then Monumental, I saw it last week on my Fire Stick. I did not see Monumental.
Yeah, the Caps were rolling last night, though. The big thing, though, OV's two goals look great. Almost back-to-back
the
nights with
the
hat trick.
The big thing is he got hurt.
But he got hurt. And I don't know. We'll
the
try
update,
to get.
I tried to read up on the update this morning. I think they don't know. They're going to know, like.
Well, you know hockey coaches. Injuries.
He said, we'll know Tuesday. Well, today is Tuesday.
Yeah.
And based off of the way he's rolling and the excitement and the way people love Ovi, you're supposed to wake up at 5:30 this morning and tell us what the hell is going on. Well, come on, Carl Barry.
I saw Tariq El-Bashir basically saying that we might not get an update today either. They'll practice again tomorrow. Because they're not practicing today. They don't really have to give anything away. So I think this might linger. I'm hoping it's nothing bad, but I don't know. I mean, he went back out on the ice and skated around on a little lap, and he immediately went back to the dressing room.
I mean, that so far, right, this year? And he has 15 goals.
15 goals.
And they have 20. He needs 27 to break it. And they have, what, 60?
64 or something like that?
No. So
more games?
I mean, is 84 games?
82.
82, so it's 64 more games that they have to play. I think he's breaking it this year. But I think ultimately what happened last night, he could have probably played if he had to. It was a playoff game.
Well, and that's what I'm curious.
But they just, I mean, why push it last night?
Yeah, we're going to get Alan May hopefully at some point in the show. I want to get his thoughts because, I mean, like, as a hockey player, I know for a football player it's one thing, but as a hockey player, we were skating around, he got a knee injury, pushing off that thing. I'm curious what he thought. I mean, I don't know if it was a dirty play by that guy from Utah last night. It looked like he maybe could have gotten out of the way.
It's going to be a lot of dirty plays because the man just has been unbelievable. At first, no one would give him any credit because he was not from Canada. Now that he's getting this close, I think you'll have a bunch of asses come out.
Yeah, I mean, it's been unbelievable watching him this year. A hat trick the other night, finishing on the empty netter, and then two goals last night. I mean, the first goal was great, a nice snipe in the middle of the ice. The second one was classic Ovi on the power play, I believe.
Yeah.
Slap shot from his office. I mean,
he scored on the 187th, 78th person goalie. He set a record there.
Incredible. Yeah. It's been incredible. He's 39 years old.
Yeah. Hey, man, listen to me. I hear a lot of people discussing the mindset of an athlete, and a lot of times when they start discussing it, I know that they weren't athletes. But 39 means nothing to him. His body now is going on autopilot. He's been doing this since he was probably 5-6 years old.
Well, and I think it's credit to him.
The work he puts in.
Carbs has talked about this. It seems like he came in this year in better shape. You know, last year it was a slow start. Once he got going, he was great. He was the Ovi we always knew. This year he started that way.
One thing about athletes, we will start saying, oh, they had a down year. They know probably why.
Yeah.
They know that, oh, you know, I took that 2 weeks off and I didn't really do what I normally do. Or I wasn't really getting all of my proper stretching and you know, the mobility stuff in. Well, then they go to next year and they begin to do all that. You know, and he comes, Ovi understood. This year, everyone was saying, oh, it'll probably take him 2 years. You know what that probably told him? Hell yeah, I'm going to knock this out in 1 year. Because every time an athlete hears a doubt, it's a challenge.
Yeah.
No one is trying to challenge you, but that's how athletes get to the point that they get to, because they always are looking for something as a challenge or a knock. You know, I would step on the field, and, you know, if anybody says something, or if he wore the same number I had on, I'm like, he's trying to one-up me, you know? And it would ignite me to go do something. I believe he's the exact same way. Well, we thought he was done. Well, many people thought he was done, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
And he's still going.
Well, and you got to give credit to McClellan. They put great pieces around him. Dylan Strome's been absolutely incredible. I mean, we were thinking they're never going to be able to replace Backstrom, and you can't replace Backstrom, but as close as you can get is Dylan Strome. You've got other guys stepping up in a big way. Connor McMichael's playing as good as anybody in the league right now. It's been impressive to watch. So credit to the Caps. They win 6-2 last night, 3 in a row. They're back home on Thursday.